You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown Montreal Friday night in solidarity with the people of Gaza. Meeting outside of Guy Concordia Metro and marching for over 2 hours, the protesters were passionate in their anger and sadness over civilian deaths in this latest Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They called not only for a ceasefire, but an end to what they describe as occupation, apartheid, and genocide.
This is why we are here today, to stand for the Palestinians who have been oppressed for years. In the last week, Israel has been bombing the Gaza Strip, which has 2.2 million civilians living in an area as big as Laval. In the last week, we have seen Israeli officials call for the genocide of the Palestinian people. We have been seeing it live on television. They have been bombing full buildings, full families have been dying, have been martyred. They have been bombing hospitals, press buildings, schools, mosques, churches.
The protests came just under a week after Hamas's invasion of Israel and murder of over 1,000 civilians and soldiers. This includes a mass killing of attendees of a music festival, as well as inhabitants of kibbutzim near the Gazan border. In response, Israel dropped over 6,000 bombs on Gaza, cut off water and power, and gave just 24 hours for over 1 million residents to flee the north. The civilian death toll is in the thousands, hundreds of whom were children. 70 of the dead are from an Israeli bombing of what was supposed to be a safe route for civilians fleeing south, according to reports from Amnesty International. It's an operation that human rights advocates have described as collective punishment, a war crime under international law. Holocaust and Genocide Studies Professor Raz Siegel goes further, calling it a textbook case of genocide. Here he is speaking on Democracy Now!
I think that indeed what we're seeing now in Gaza is a case of genocide. We have to understand that the UN Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide from 1948 requires that we see special intent for genocide to happen. And to quote the convention, intent to destroy a group as defined as racial, ethnic, religious, or national, as such, that is collectively, not just individuals. And this intent, as we just heard, is on full display by Israeli politicians an army officer since 7th of October. We heard Israel's president. It's well known what Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on 9th of October, declaring a complete siege on Gaza, cutting off water, food, fuel, stating that we're fighting human animals and we will react accordingly. He also said that we will eliminate everything. We know that Israeli army spokesperson Daniel Hagari, for example, acknowledged one-tune destruction and said explicitly the emphasis is on damage and not on accuracy. So we're seeing this special intent on full display. And really, I have to say, if this is not special intent to commit genocide, I really don't know what is. So when we look at the actions taken, the dropping of thousands and thousands of bombs in a couple of days, including phosphorus bombs, as we heard, on one of the most densely populated areas around the world, together with these proclamations of intent, this indeed constitutes genocidal killing, which is the first act, according to the convention, of genocide. And Israel,
I must... Speakers at a press conference before Friday's protest also had harsh words for Israel's actions, which have yet to be condemned by the Canadian government. Here's Niall Clapham-Ricardo of Independent Jewish Voices Montreal speaking to reporters in Concordia's Hall building.
I'm Niall from Independent Jewish Voices, and we're here at this press conference today, first and foremost, obviously, you know, to condemn all of the violence that has happened since Saturday, that has cost thousands of innocent lives already, but also in the past 24 hours, we have seen the Israeli government ask for displacement of 1.1 million people in Gaza. Now, if anybody has been following, and I think everybody here has been following it, but if anybody has been following since 2007, there's not a lot of place to go in Gaza. If we're asking you to leave from the north to the south, there's not much place you can find refuge, right? So what we're saying is that is, under international law, war crime. That is asking forced removal of people to leave to the south of Gaza, stuff that has already happened in the history of Israel several times. And us at Independent Jewish Voices, we condemn that with the strongest words possible. We also condemn Canada's idle position on this, that doesn't want to take a stance, that has stand with Israel. Yesterday, Justin Trudeau refused to answer a question from journalists with regards to, is Israel in violation of international law? Well, I've got the answer for Justin Trudeau. Israel is in violation of international law and has been in violation of international law for decades, and we have done nothing. So that is the situation that we're in now because of the inaction that we have seen on the Canadian level, but also the inaction and the backing, actually, of a right-wing government with openly fascist figures in Israel.
Norma Rentisi is a Concordia University professor of geography, planning, and environment, as well as a member of Academics for Palestine. She says what's happening in Palestine is apartheid, something Canada is refusing to acknowledge.
One of the things that's critical to mention is that in 2020, major international human rights organizations, including Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and B'Tselem, which is an Israeli human rights organization, said that the practices and policies of the settler colonial state constitute apartheid. And we, as an international community, have failed. We failed to take action. When apartheid was announced, we failed to mobilize, we failed to impose sanctions, and to essentially take apart and dismantle the apartheid system. We need a ceasefire immediately. We need to impress on government that they cannot continue to prop up the state of affairs that we're seeing and give this unconditional support to what Israel's doing and unleashing these forces. In some cases, governments in the West are also, beyond this, providing military arms, ammunition, funding. This has to stop. It has to stop immediately. And basic essential necessities, food, water, medicine, healthcare, need to be allowed in immediately, or our governments are complicit with apartheid.
Friday's protest, like other pro-Palestine rallies, was condemned by politicians at various levels of government.
The second thing that we wanted to talk to today, and it's very important for us in Independent Jewish Voices, is to talk to you about the right of Palestinians to protest. That is a right that doesn't just belong to Palestinians, it belongs to every single citizen of Quebec and Canada. They be Palestinian or not, they be Israeli or not, they be Jewish or not, they be Muslim, Christian, whatever. That is a constitutional right in this country. And what we're seeing right now is people say, well, you know, maybe it's for Palestine, it's not that much of a constitutional right. Well, no, actually it is a constitutional right, and we're gonna stand with Palestinians and make sure that those constitutional rights are respected.
Here's Higher Education Minister Pascal Derry at a press conference in Montreal earlier that day.
I'm very proud that my government is side by side with the Jewish community, with the Israeli community, and that our Prime Minister, our Premier, declared and condemned very strongly the crimes, the Hamas crimes. I stand with Israel, and regarding the protest that will be held today, I just want to share that our government, my colleague François Bonnardel, takes obviously the situation very seriously. It is fundamental in Quebec that the need to protest and the right to protest, but obviously we will be very prudent with that. We don't want any violence and an incitation to violence as well. Thank you very much.
Former Quebec Solidaire MNA Amir Khader said it's important not to equate support for Palestine with support for Hamas's killings, especially if we don't apply that same principle to support for Israel.
Jamais je n'ai entendu aucun de ceux-là appuyer des actions terroristes qui visent des civils.
He said, I've never heard pro-Palestine activists support terrorist actions that kill civilians. It's a violation of international law. We're for a peaceful solution, and that happens through negotiation. To keep focusing on the word terrorist just serves to block all dialogue, dehumanize and destroy the other, and perpetuate a problem we're no closer to resolving. Some of those who gathered at Friday's protest felt the media's focus on Hamas was part of a larger, one-sided portrayal of the conflict in Israel and Palestine. Because of the contentious nature of these protests, some protesters declined to give their full name. That's the case with Yasmin, who's speaking here.
How are you feeling now?
Very, very emotional, very upset, disgusted. This is not an issue of Hamas. This is not an issue of a week ago, like they said, us fighting. It's been 75 years. We've been having family dyings. Netanyahu said he wants to wipe us. He said he wants to erase us from the map. This is a genocide. This shouldn't be happening. And we're being called the terrorists by Trudeau and Mr. Legault, saying that us that participated in the protest are disgusting and terrorists for doing so. Well, how am I a terrorist? How am I a terrorist when I see my people dying?
My name is Susan Khalil.
This protester said she was heartened by all the young people who showed up on Friday, given the difficulties many face in speaking publicly about the conflict.
We have to be very brave to support the Palestinian cause here in North America, here in Canada, because there is a big taboo about the Palestine, because there is a threat. You are demonized if you support Palestinian, if you're gonna, they wanna de-qualify you as an anti-Semitic. It's nothing to do with anti-Semitism. This is a shameful to say that. It's a miss of respect. We are here to support freedom, justice, and this is a humanistic cause. I'm so happy. I'm proud of the people here in Montreal.
The speakers at Friday's press conference also think it's important to speak for peace and justice. Not just from individuals, but our governments too. As of press time, federal government officials have refused to call for a ceasefire, despite the outsized civilian casualties. Here's Amir Khadr and Niall Clapham-Ricardo again.
And Canada can do that because of the fact that it's not an important military force, has been recognized often for sometimes the wrong reasons as an actor of peace. So let's ask Mr. Trudeau to break up with the toxic consensus built by the Israeli leadership since too many years that avoids governments in Western countries to have an impact on the matter of things.
It's going to take to say that Canada doesn't stand for violation of international law, doesn't stand for violation of crimes against humanity, war crimes, and says that there needs to be an end to the occupation, there needs to be an end to the blockade of Gaza, and there needs to be an end to the oppression that the Palestinian people have been living since 1948.
I'm Jules Bijal with Protest Files from Sequoia Kim. Thanks for listening.